In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. This segment brought to you by Colonial Hyundai. Shop online 24/7 at colonialhyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the fast, easy, better way to buy a Hyundai. Colonialhyundai.com. Joining us this hour, it's not Tuesday, it is Wednesday, but we need our hour of Elliot. And actually, what is that, 3 hours of Elliot that people could have today?
It's a lot of Elliot.
Yeah, that is.
It's a long time. But look, when Kyle Schwarber signs an extension, you got to have me in to talk
yes.
about
yes,
it.
Absolutely. Please, yes, King, exactly. What's your take?
Yeah. Well, it's obviously terrible.
Terrible, but, yeah. Awful. So who's with you at 6 o'clock tonight?
Brandon Lee Gowen.
Wow.
Yeah.
The OG. Another Phillies guy. Argue about Sirianni again.
Yeah, there you go. Kyle Schwarber will join us at 4:30 today. What did you think of the deal real quick?
Well, obviously happy for Kyle. What a great
guy.
All
right,
you know?
There it is. Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah.
So you said on the, we were discussing the scenarios in which the decision could potentially be made to play Tanner McKee. Are there scenarios that you could think of that they would make the decision to put Tanner McKee in this year?
The only way I think they go to Tanner this year is if they've decided they're moving on from Jalen this offseason. I don't think the move to Tanner this year would be about this year. I don't think they would bench Jalen to try to save this season. I don't think they would do it to try to motivate him. If they want Jalen to be their quarterback beyond this season, then they stick with him. And I don't think they're going to bench Jalen, to be clear. I don't think there is any level of play he could get to where they would take him out of the game. So barring injury, they're not taking him out. But if they look down the road and say, Jalen's going to want a new contract this season, we are interested in having Tanner to see what he is, then I think you could do it if he plays poorly again. But I don't think benching Jalen would be about this year.
So given what we've heard from reports from, you know, in McClain's article, I think it was yesterday, he said something about internally, like they just don't feel like he's listening at all. And there have been the reports that people are frustrated internally, all of those things. Given all of that stuff, what do you think the likelihood is that the team is thinking, this guy's not our future?
It's an interesting way to phrase it. Like, I think they know that Jalen has limitations. And I think they would be interested in seeing what the offense would look like with a different quarterback. But I also think they know they've won a lot of games with Jalen. He represents a franchise in a great way. Like, there are a lot of benefits to having Jalen as their franchise quarterback. I mean, again, like, we can talk about how much they think he holds responsibility for it. I think they should be a little careful what they wish for, because between McNabb and Jalen, it took them like 20 years to find a franchise quarterback. They had Carson for a little bit, but he got hurt, right? So they have not had a quarterback with this level of sustained success since McNabb, and that really ended in 04. So we're talking about 20 years.
Don't sell short the fifth NFC championship game.
In 08?
Yeah.
Well, that's like going to be this year's Super Bowl run, basically, if that's how it goes. But to your point,
09.
No,
it was 09, but it was 08 season.
There we go. Our favorite debate. Yeah. I think this is all about money. It really is all about money. I think if they knew, if they knew they didn't have to give Jalen a new contract this offseason, then I think they'd be mostly happy going into next year with him and wouldn't risk anything. But I think the idea of doubling down on him is when you would have to decide internally, do we want to commit the next 3 years to him?
Would you double down on him?
I've been thinking about that all day, and I would. I would double down on him. And the reason...
I love the fact that you didn't even hesitate.
Yeah.
He did hesitate.
Well, he did hesitate.
Yeah, he hesitated.
I would say hesitate.
Yeah, he definitely hesitated.
Well, if you had to think about it all day, then...
Well, I've been thinking about it.
Okay,
yeah.
All right.
And I've landed on that I would. I just... And ultimately, the reason I fell on is kind of what I just said. Like, Jalen has flaws, but this team struggled to find a quarterback for a really long time. It's not easy to find guys like Jalen Hurts. Like, he is not... He has limitations, but what he is ultimately, like, this is what made me realize it with Tanner. I think if Tanner went in, there's a chance the passing game is better, right? But.
What's likely?
Well, I don't think it's likely. Tanner has never played meaningful NFL football.
Not, I don't know if
you
it's
put,
likely,
like, all right, let's say you put.
It was better with Kenny Pickett last year.
For one game that wasn't even
for
a full
games.
Game. Right,
well,
but
two meaningless games where two teams weren't even trying to win.
I guess what I'm saying is with Jalen, you know what the floor is. Jalen can handle the market, he can handle being the franchise quarterback. He's mostly smart with the football. He's not been this year, obviously. Like, you're going to win a lot of games with him. I think the floor is very high. Now, if you tell me there's a chance the floor is higher with Tanner, like, maybe just because I do think he might not have the limitations that Jalen has as a passer. But what Jalen does is almost becoming a little underappreciated. Like, I mean, he has been to two Super Bowls in 3 years. And I know now it's, like, almost, you know, taboo to bring that up, but it is true. And, like, finding a quarterback that can do that is not easy to do.
I agree with you.
When you say two Super Bowls in 3 years, that's two Super Bowls in the last 3 years.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, that's two Super Bowls in the last 3 years.
I think we can all have an appropriate excitement about what Tanner could be while acknowledging we have no idea what he is.
I think that's fair.
No idea.
I think that's fair, but you saying...
He could crumble. He could get in there and crumble.
Sure.
I'm not saying he would, but he might.
Absolutely.
Like, you have no idea.
Absolutely. But he also might not.
He might not. And that's the risk I think they... That's the risk you take.
Well, and I said he doesn't have the benefit of a young quarterback sort of trying to grow. He's automatically in the pressure cooker.
Yeah.
This team is built to win right now. This fan base, we even demanded even more you win if you move on from Jalen Hurts. So that's even more pressure on him and the organization to be right about Tanner.
Well, and I also think, if you said to me in terms of doubling down on Jalen, if let's just remove the rest of this season because they're not moving on from Jalen. So whatever happens this year is going to happen.
Okay.
But after this year, for the next three seasons, where would you feel more confident with this team? Door one, which is Jalen Hurts, right? Like, he is who he is. Jalen is your guy. B, Tanner for a year, right? Or C, some other option. You draft a quarterback. I think it's unrealistic they trade for, like, a Joe Burrow. Like, you know, some other option.
Yeah.
And I think the option that clearly gives you the best chance of success is Jalen.
Well, I think if you're looking backward, I think that's for sure. If you're looking forward, I don't know if that's true. And here's why. You said it's becoming underappreciated what he does well. He's limited. All right. What would you say his limitations are?
So I think he's inconsistent as a passer.
Okay.
I think he can make all the throws, but like he can't do it consistently. Like,
sure.
Right?
That's the difference between good at it and not
exactly,
good at it.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. So if we're looking backwards, one of the things that we would appreciate about him is that he was sort of a double threat quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
He'd run, he could also throw. He appears, for whatever reason, uninterested in running. And I know when I watched him on Monday night, that was not a guy who was interested in running the football and taking contact. It changes the calculus on what he's good at and how good he is. It just does. And I think we've seen it this year. You can throw out all the numbers you want. This is the worst year of his career. To my eyes, it's the worst year of his career. Putting 21 aside.
I would agree.
23 was worse.
23, now, they just turned it over four times. Like, 23, the problem was with turnovers.
This is the one game that he's had. We've nitpicked at certain things all year. This is the one true game.
He was really bad.
Where the turnovers and things
were
there. Yes.
I just,
that's when you're at your worst.
Yeah. I just don't.
As I've always said.
I just don't think if I have questions about if his, even if he goes back to not turning it over, and he's not running the football.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Man, you're painting yourself into quite a corner in terms of how your offense is going to succeed. You know, I've said a few times that generally when you say just don't turn the ball over, that's what you tell your backup quarterback. Mm-hmm. That's not what you tell your starter. Your starter, you're like, go out there, make plays, score points, whatever.
That's only if you have a starter that's good enough to overcome those things. See, I look at the landscape of the quarterback in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
There's about a handful of those guys that you can overcome turnovers, and they're still going to throw for 300 yards and put on a Superman cape. There's about 20 other quarterbacks that can't do that teams have to have a starting quarterback for. So I would ask this question. What do you think Tanner McKee would be as a starter at his best? Top 10? Top 15, top 20, so top 5.
It's hard to tell because I think he's in a good infrastructure.
Yeah, but you got
to
project this.
No, I agree.
What do you think he would be with this organization and everything else? What is he going to be as a quarterback? Is he going to be a top 10 quarterback?
I don't think he's top 5. I don't think he's athletic enough. I think he could be close to it.
You think Tanner McKee can be a top 10 quarterback in this league based on what?
Based off the infrastructure that he's – like, I think the Eagles have – I mean, the Eagles are good. I'm just saying, he would come into a good system.
Well, then
would
you should
him.
Just put him in.
Well, but you already have one in Jalen.
We have had one.
Yeah, because you wouldn't say he's playing like a top 10 quarterback, right?
No, he's not playing like it right now. I agree with that.
Okay,
but he's clearly been a top 10 quarterback during his duration with the Eagles.
Top 10 quarterback.
All right, maybe I went too strong.
Say that again.
All right, you're right. You're right.
You know
what
a top 10 quarterback?
Yes.
You know how many quarterbacks that makes him better than
top 15, 18-ish around there. You're right.
I think if he's top 20, it's a miracle.
So.
If he's top 20,
I do.
And I like Tanner McKee.
No, I know. Maybe I'm influenced.
Dude, 20 quarterbacks in this league?
Yeah, no, I think.
A guy who hasn't even started a meaningful game yet. He was a six-round pick.
No, you're right.
You guys
are
projecting he's going to be a top 20 quarterback in this league.
You hope he's Brock Purdy.
I'm more on your side than it sounds like on this.
I like Tanner McKee, but they got to be realistic here, man.
Brock
a top 15 quarterback?
Hold on, but Brock Purdy makes $50 million a year.
And he has Kyle Shanahan as his quarterback coach. I mean, as his coach.
And we got Sirianni and
Petullo. How many good years has Brock really had? Like, I'd have to go look, but
he had 1 year where he played.
One great year.
He's not been consistent.
Well, that year was a disaster last year. He's been hurt this year as well.
Right.
To me, it's less about Tanner and more about doubling down on Jalen. And I would be nervous.
He's proven.
Well, but like,
at least you know you're getting a top 15 quarterback.
I don't know that moving forward.
Oh yeah,
but he's been top 15 this year.
Yeah, he's been a top 15.
I think he has. Now you're going to go to the wins, and it doesn't matter.
He's been an average quarterback. This last game will skew it, but he's been the top 15 quarterback this year.
All right, I'll go look. I just move it, but you don't want
to. That's nothing to brag.
You don't
want to,
and you don't want to double. You want to double down on a guy that's already making $50 million a year, who you're saying is probably top 15 moving forward.
Well, I think he's been top 15 this year.
Okay.
I think if you were to go where he ranks, like whatever time frame you want to pick, he's much closer to top 10 over the past few years.
Okay, 215-592-9494. Gus in Bethlehem, you're on WIP. What's up, Gus?
Yes, I have a point with Ike that I want. Strongly disagree with him when he said that, you know, guys, quarterbacks especially, they're good leaders when things are going well. The perfect case in point of this not being true was Herbert was playing poorly.
I think Hugh said that.
In that game. He was playing poorly.
Yes.
He was not playing well. And he willed that team because he said, I can't throw pass. I'm throwing lame ducks all over the place.
I'll run.
Do what it takes.
Listen, if you watch that game Monday night, there's no way you came out of the game thinking anything about Justin Herbert other than the fact that how the hell they win this game when he has one hand.
That dude's tough as hell.
He didn't make the best plays he made was running when nobody thought he was going to run.
I responded my way, you responded your way.
Huh?
I responded those players on the Chargers loved him after that game. They
loved him before the game.
He was Herculean in his leadership His leadership attitude. He was, and Kraft came up small, period.
They needed five turnovers from the Eagles to win that game, and they needed him to throw an interception on the 15-yard line. What the hell did Herbert do that was so heroic Monday night?
The Eagles outplayed the Chargers.
Are you kidding me? We're not about to glaze Justin Herbert going to play with a pad on his hand.
Herbert played that game. Herbert played that game. I told you this before.
He handed the ball off, and he kept it on a couple quarterback sneaks, keepers, when nobody thought he had the ball, and he ran. Give him credit for that. Awesome, awesome.
Well, Donovan said he was a hero yesterday. I mean, a lot of people are saying that.
He said it was heroic.
I haven't, listen, only in this city where we're ripping our quarterback have I heard anybody even praise Justin Herbert for what he did. That was nonsense.
More people are talking about that postgame interview.
Yeah, with Laura Rutledge.
Yeah.
The story coming out of that game wasn't anything about Justin Herbert. It was about how terrible we were.
I love you, Elliot.
Justin Herbert.
You said that the Eagles outplayed the Chargers.
He's
on
choker. Tell Justin Herbert to win a playoff game first.
He's working on it.
You said the Eagles outplayed the Chargers. So, my quarterback's good because he doesn't turn it over. The team had five turnovers.
It was bad.
So, they couldn't have outplayed them because they lost and they had five turnovers.
So, maybe outplayed is strong, but when I rewatched the game, I felt the Eagles had the two best chances to win the game and they blew it. They had it with 2 minutes go. Now, they blew it, right? So, that's part of it for sure. But I'm saying the Chargers, in my opinion, didn't beat the Eagles. The Eagles beat themselves.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
So the Chargers did a better job of not losing the game, which is what
That's fair. I was just saying the Eagles had those two chances. I thought they had the two best chances to win the game.
Let me ask you this. Okay. So I think we're resigned to the fact that Jalen Hurts is not going to run the ball a lot moving forward.
Agreed.
Right? I mean, for whatever reason, I'm not saying he doesn't want to. I'm just saying he's not going
to. It's okay to say it.
Well, no, I'm not allowed.
It doesn't look like it.
Yeah, it doesn't look like he wants to. So how do you build the team around? How do you rebuild this and put the infrastructure around Jalen to succeed again? Because I don't think you can go back to, we got there with, was it Swift that year or was it? With DeAndre Swift.
Yep.
Because at that point, you had a quarterback.
Got where with DeAndre Swift?
The Super Bowl?
No, that was
Miles Sanders. Miles Sanders. And then they had, in 23, they had Swift. And then, right. So. Yeah. But that was in 22, that was a Jalen that ran 165 times.
Yeah.
So you could have maybe a running back that wasn't the most dynamic guy in the world because you had two dynamic things in the backfield. So what do you do?
So I think it definitely starts with you have to have a better running game. Like, absolutely. Well, this year, I don't know if that's going to happen.
No, next year.
I think next year,
get Steen out of there.
Whatever you think the reason is,
the best guard in the damn draft.
Honestly, maybe draft a running back in the second round.
They could play guard.
Did you just say you want a guard in the draft?
It all comes back around.
The tackle that can play guard that moves out the tackle
until
when
Lane
retires.
Interesting.
Interesting.
I mean, I would consider using a high pick on a running back next year.
You're already starting.
Well, I'm just saying we've seen what a dynamic running back can do in this offense. And Saquon's not having a good year. And I don't know why next year Saquon would be better.
Yeah. You're not doubling down Saquon.
You wouldn't use a second round pick on
And then you probably have to trade AJ, right?
Why would you have to trade AJ?
If you're keeping Jalen?
Yeah.
Oh, it's over.
Oh, I see that dynamic.
I don't know, man. They smiled.
Did you see him on Hard Knocks?
Yeah, you see them on Hard Knocks?
Yeah, I saw the 4 seconds on Hard Knocks, buddy.
He defended him at the post-game podium.
Yeah.
In all seriousness, they at the very least are doing a better job acting like they like each other.
Yes, we're having a moment.
At least they're giving us that.
No, I know, for sure. Yeah.
All right, listen, I'm with you.
Yeah.
Like, they're high-fiving after touchdowns. I see him talking more.
I wish they could. Listen, all it took was to just get AJ the ball.
Yes.
And he's willing to play along.
Oh,
yeah. I'll take it.
Well, I don't know if you guys talked about this, but after the interception that went off AJ's hands, which I actually think was on Jalen. That was a bad throw, but
it was on AJ.
You think so?
He's a $35 million wide receiver.
He's going like this to catch it.
Catch the ball.
Yeah.
If every wide receiver needed the ball placed in their stomach to catch it, then is there no reason to pay him $35 million?
That's fair.
Make the catches that other guys can't
After that play, Jalen got up and walked over to AJ on the bench and gave him a fist bump or whatever. Like, little things like that. Yeah. I know it's the bare minimum, but there is more of that than there used to be.
Yeah, but they can't go into the year with both those guys on the roster next year.
Well, how do you know, Spike?
Because
listen, AJ's gonna get 1,000 yards. Receiving.
Okay,
again,
but they go into next year.
10 touchdowns.
They go into next year. You're talking about drafting a running back. We all know
nuts. He's not.
Why is that nuts? I absolutely drafted
in the first round.
No, I said in the second round.
Oh, in the second round.
Yeah, not in the first round. Oh, I mean, who knows where they go? Yeah.
It's just, if we all agree he's not a dynamic passer, we all agree it has to be built around the running game. You have $60 million. You're paying 2 wide receivers. You have one of them who can't wait to talk about how bad the passing game is. Who thinks is giving up his entire career playing here. Like,
We're back on track, though.
What's that?
We're back on track.
Yeah. But here's the interesting part of the AJ thing.
Yeah.
What's his trade value?
Well,
is it as high as it was at the beginning of the year?
Buffalo and New England, I would imagine either one of those teams would
jump up.
Okay, but I'm saying, so if you're the Eagles, are you trading AJ for a 3?
Well, they can't pay both guys anyway. They can't. They can't moving forward. They can't.
Well,
there's a reason other teams don't do that. Successful other teams don't do that.
Let me ask you this. Do you think of the defensive players that are eligible for extensions this offseason, do you think the Eagles are giving any out? Start with Jalen Carter. Do you think he gets an extension this offseason?
I mean, yes, just because I don't think Jalen Carter and Drew Rosenhaus will react well to being made to wait a year for the contract. But there's also other names that are really interesting, like Jordan Davis. He's been awesome this year. Moro Jomo.
Real quick on the Jalen Carter one. Do you think the value of the contract is down?
Yes.
Okay.
I think at least from the Eagles' bargaining.
There still benefits for the Eagles. Even if they do it early, it won't be as high as it would have been.
I'm planting this flag. If they give Jalen Carter an extension this offseason, he'll be the highest paid defensive tackle in the NFL.
A defensive tackle?
Yes.
Okay, maybe. I think at one point there was talks of him being the highest paid defensive player.
No, probably not. He's not. He will be the highest paid defensive tackle in the NFL. There is no way, 0% chance, Drew Rosenhaus is letting him sign a deal that doesn't make him the highest paid defensive. I don't care how he played this.
But if you're the Eagles, would you do it?
Well, I have no
idea. That's the point.
No, they don't have to.
Right, but that's the tough part.
Well,
I don't know if I would do it.
I don't think I'd do it.
I was thinking
about this. Would you rather pay Jordan Davis, Moro Jomo, and Nolan Smith, or Jalen Carter?
I don't question Jalen Carter's talent, but the maturity thing still scares me.
Sure.
I'm still a little leery of that. His talent is unquestionable, but his dedication, he wasn't in shape. Vic Fangio wasn't happy about that. Who knows? Did that contribute to his injury problems with his shoulder? Mm-hmm. He's been dealing with that all year. I'm just saying, it just the maturity thing there, you're going to commit that type of money, man. You would better be sure that you got a guy that you can rely on.
I mean, think about it this way. Both Jalen Carter and Jordan Davis went into this year with one sole focus, earning a contract. Jordan Davis showed in the best shape of his life. He's having his best year, right?
Yeah.
Jalen Carter said
that before the season started?
That was you.
Okay.
That was you.
Jalen Carter has not done that. You know, he got thrown out of the first game of the year. So, but the problem is, I don't think Jalen Carter and his team of agents will react well to being made to wait a year.
I also think moving forward, I see the way the Eagles build football teams and who they pay. And they look at Fletcher Cox. And they thought to themselves, if we have Fletcher Cox there.
I know.
But they look at him sitting there and saying, if we have that guy in there, I think they would say to themselves, the reason that Moro Ojomo is good is because of Jalen Carter.
I agree with all that.
The reason that Jalen Carter is good, that Jordan Davis is because of Jalen Carter.
Yeah, although I will say, now the Chargers' offensive line's not good. That defensive, it's bad. Agreed, for sure.
Yeah.
But that defensive line, like, dominated, like on Monday.
Sure,
they were awesome.
And him and Jalen Hurts. Hurts not getting his extension, and we're going to give Jalen Carter an extension.
I don't think they can give Hurts an extension this offseason, unless there's a monster.
Well, then maybe he's gone.
Give Jalen Carter an extension, but not give Jalen Hurts.
I'm not saying me. I'm saying what I think the Eagles will do.
Well, but if he asks for one,
I would make everybody just play out their contract.
But if you're Jalen Hurts,
I would be a terrible general manager. You have a contract. What am I giving you another contract for?
This is my former boss right here.
Yeah, exactly.
Quickly, I would say, though, like, if you're Jalen Hurts, and I'm not saying he's played great this year, because obviously he has not, but he has dealt with a year of leaks about him.
Yes.
Year, like, and then you don't want to pay him. Like, I'm sure there's another team out there that'll overpay Jalen Hurts.
Yeah.
So if you're Mr. GM, right?
Like, Shane Steichen.
If his team comes to you, well, I don't know if Shane would do it, but like it would have to be.
Why wouldn't he?
I mean, I think he's coached Jalen.
Yeah.
Well, he seemingly got a head coaching
but
job.
What about
of
the
it.
Jets, the Steelers? So you're the GM, and his team goes to you and goes, well, "This is what we want for a contract. There's another team willing to pay us.
Yes.
This, right? Like trade us or pay us. What would you do?
I would trade him.
Okay.
Rather than pay him, I would trade him.
Jalen? Jalen Hurts?
Yeah.
You guys are out of your mind.
It's real easy to say to move on from a quarterback until all of a sudden you're back to like a year and a half of Vic, Kevin Cobb.
They all said this about Wentz, and they moved on, and
Well, I'll tell you what. Some people said, don't pay Wentz. And they said, keep Foles as the guy.
Well, yes, there's that too.
Yeah.
All right, 215-592-9494.
Be quiet.
Coming up next.
I just want to say something so bad.
Please don't.
Okay.
Coming up next, LeSean McCoy said something pretty out of pocket about Kevin Petrullo. We will bring you that. And also, I forgot what Jeremy Fowler wrote, so we're going to have to get to that as well, about the Eagles in the draft coming up this coming draft. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Even though winter's here, the best deals of the year are happening now at Emmons Roofing and Siding. Now, they have lifetime warranty roofing and siding, Provia and Anderson windows and doors, and pricing you won't see again until next year. Literally 10 to 20% off everything they sell. From Philly to the Jersey Shore, homeowners choose Emmons because they're one of the few platinum Owens Corning contractors that are in the area, meaning Owens Corning stands behind every roof they install. There's no better roof than Owens Corning Roofing by Emmons Roofing and Siding. Financing is also available. Don't wait. Visit callemmons.com or call 833-4-EMMONS. And don't forget to tell them Ike Reese sent you.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.